To start off, the study itself, is this the first one that's been done, or have similar studies like this been done in the past?
It's the first one. I think it's the first time as we're building a new company, and I know Greg was explaining to you, and you probably already know about Corteva, and we're starting to look at, who we're going to be, and our focus for our customer base and building foundations. It's good to kind of get some baseline data and start thinking about how do we focus our resources and our attention. So I hope it's not the last, but it is the first of its kind.
And why, sort of, why was this study conducted, and what was Corteva hoping to find or figure out?
Well, we started really thinking about how do we start addressing what women are doing, our women customers, frankly. They are a critical part of our customer base. And so wanted to make sure we had as much information as we could. We do a lot of work, anecdotally with our commercial folks out in the field, talking with folks. We do trainings. We do, a lot of interactions, but really looking collectively and how does one segment, one part of the world compare to another? Questions that we kept asking ourselves. We felt like we needed some data to help us kind of really, to really be more responsive, to really be more helpful, to be a better partner, a commercial partner with women farmers. We know they're making decisions. We see them in the field. We talk with them, but we wanted as much information as we had so we can really shape and tailor our messaging and our work, our products, et cetera, do it better, frankly.
And what were some of the results from the study?
Well, I'll start with saying that we talked to over 4,000, I think it's like 4,100 women in 17 different countries and across kind of our major areas where we actually do business. So we really were looking at small farms, big farms, looking at the gamut of the folks that we serve. And we found things, honestly, some of it validates what we know. And part of it is that most of the women really love what they do. They're involved in agriculture. It makes them happy. They have pride in it. They really are doing this because they have a passion for growing food. They're worried about food insecurity. Many of them are feeding their families, but it's also they're also driven, to feed others as well. So it really kind of validates what you would think, but it really kind of showed us in numbers that, almost all the women, or at least over half, really have great pride and have joy in what they're doing in farming. But that they still do feel, that there's some discrimination, that there are problems, that they all face. That does vary, and I think that's very important that it does vary what country you're in, what part of the country, part of the world that you're in. Most of the women, I think about 40% said they get lower salaries than men or they make, less money, have less access to financing than men. That was probably 36 to 40%, less financing, less ability to get credit. In some parts of the world, obviously, they can't even own land. And have a difficult time getting financing without, a male counterpart, family member helping them do so. And there's a great desire for training. And we also realized that many of the women, even though they may be working on the farm full time, they're still doing a lot of the domestic care of kids and family as well. So training often has to be at night or on their own schedules. A time when, normally you go to a farm meeting during the day and have lunch or breakfast or coffee or some kind of event. A lot of women can't leave their operations because of small kids or other responsibilities. So really focusing on how we address some of these training needs with women is something that we realize that we have to think about how we approach what we do in dealing with a lot of the women farmers. I think only about half said that they feel they're equally as successful as their male counterparts. And that, delving a little deeper in that will be interesting. We hope to get some of these questions and dig a little deeper, like why don't they feel as successful? Is it because they don't get attention, or is it because they're not making policy decisions or aren't seen as to, maybe they don't get the same appreciation or recognition as some of their male counterparts? So some of the questions really, for me at least, lead us to, kind of the next, the the next set of questions. One thing I think was really interested that like 80% of the women said they need more training in technology. Almost 80% said they need more academic education. 76% said they want more support, legal or otherwise, to help them with their experiences in gender discrimination. 75% said they would like to raise the public's awareness of the success women are achieving in agriculture. They don't believe the public knows or sees their contributions. That was 75%. I thought that was an interesting number if you start talking about some of the barriers to success. And 74% says they want to raise the public's awareness of gender discrimination in agriculture. So really around 75%, you know, want the attention, want folks to be aware of what they're doing, and that they also have, they feel like there's bias there towards them. So these numbers, for me, you know, in for our company, really helps us think about our policies, think how we approach these women as customers, and maybe we can do a better job than we have in the past in our relationship with them.
And adding off of what you said about the numbers for training and technology and kind of raising awareness for these barriers, kind of what could be some next steps, or how would those resources be provided, do you think?
Well, you know, already, you know, something I've been doing my entire career in agriculture, I grew up on a farm where my mother was very much involved in our operation in the southern part of the U.S. You know, she signed every note at the bank. She helped make decisions. You know, she was just as liable and responsible for our farming operations. So I have seen firsthand in a developed country, you know, the role of women, and I have been trying to be a voice and a champion of those contributions my entire career. And I've spent a lot of time around the world talking with women farmers, listening to them. And I think that's important. It's really listening to them, not grouping them all together, but hearing their stories and seeing them in their light. Just in October, I was in Vietnam. We had a training session with about 100 women customers. We had speakers. We had training. We had discussion and got input on how can we provide better training for you? What can we do? Taking this information and then sitting down with some women farmers. Just 2 weeks ago, I was in Kenya with a cooperative of 200 women that are just these dynamic, wonderful African farmers who are making such a difference for their own families and for their communities. I was in South Africa with women on the same trip, talking about, you know, how is a company, what can we do to help you be more successful? The more successful you are, you know, the more difference you're going to make for the ag economy and the economy of your community, the better customer you're going to be for us, right? This is a business relationship and partnership. So I think when we take these numbers, it shows there are some real gaps in our customer base. We need to be more in tuned and aware. We need to offer more training, maybe at times when the women actually are available. They need some specific training. We may not have thought about the technology was one that we probably were not aware of. They actually need more specific information. Sometimes it's verbal training instead of written training and materials. So it's a lot of things I think that we can tailor how we approach this customer base and how we can be a better partner with them. And continue to have the conversation, continue to highlight what they do, to recognize their contributions. You know, they're so great and so many. I think we just maybe have taken them for granted a little bit, and we're trying to change that dialogue to really have much keener awareness moving forward as we're building our company.
As far as the survey goes, were there any surprises or any surprising numbers?
You know, the one that continues to stand out to me is this happiness issue. I think, you know, it's only half or less of female farmers feel that they're acknowledged or heard. Only half or less. And I think about how hard the work is, how demanding, how committed you have to be, how it's, you know, every single day just about, you know, if you're farming, it's such a commitment. It's not a 9-to-5 job. You know, you live there, you work there, you're facing those problems every day. And only half or less feel like, you know, that they're recognized for those contributions. I guess that kind of hurt me a little bit to think about how much they give to society, how they're helping us with food insecurity issues. We have a growing population, a hungry population. We're going to need more farmers. We're going to need people who want to get into agriculture. So it makes me think about, frankly, you know, how do you attract the next wave of, you know, the next generation, right, of farmers into agriculture if they don't see it's something that's going to give them, you know, they can be, you know, have joy in and get recognized for their contributions. So I think we have a bigger issue here in society, frankly, more than one company, more than just, you know, one segment of this industry, but really thinking about how do we better value and recognize, appreciate, whatever the word is, the contributions of many of the people. You know, often talk about, you know, in developing countries, the women are doing the back-breaking work. In a developed country, sometimes it may be the mind-bending or a combination of. How do we make sure that the rest of society sees that, appreciates that, and frankly values it? So those are kind of the numbers that, you know, I guess I wasn't totally surprised, I'll be honest, but it doesn't make me know that we have a lot of work to do as a company, as an industry, really put maybe as the general public to recognize these contributions.
Anything we didn't cover that you want to make sure is mentioned?
No, what I would just say is, you know, that this is not new. A lot of people say, oh, it's great that y'all are focusing on women in agriculture. Well, women's contributions have been around a long time. This is not new. They have been side by side. Many times when we were in Kenya, we were riding down the road, and they were harvesting corn by hand, which I have not seen. My parents say they remember that, but I don't. And I said, I want to stop and, you know, I want to get out there and help a farmer. And, you know, everybody's laughing at me and like, no, we got to meet. I'm like, no, I really want to stop. We stop and I run over to a field and it just happened to be this widow. Just by chance, literally by chance, I stop and talk to this widow and all of her kids, school was out. So they're helping her harvest corn by hand. And with no, you know, common language, just a love of the land, a commitment to agriculture, a commitment to growing food. We just bonded. And, we were there for about an hour, my whole little group, entourage traveling with me, helping this family. She said through a translator, the farm was hers, and she had great pride in making sure it stayed in her family. And she wanted it for her kids, and she was going to fight. She was going to work hard to make sure that farm would be there for her kids, and she was going to feed them, and she, you know, she said, you know, and others too. And just that joy and commitment of, and pride, frankly. She just kind of summed it up for me. It's just a face I'll never forget. When I left, I gave her a big hug. We both had tears in our eyes, just this shared passion, and I think that's what I want to make sure others see and feel and know about this very hardworking, dedicated, passionate women, and making sure we just do a better job of appreciating their contributions. So I get emotional. I'm sorry. This is very personal for me, and I'm very proud of our company for recognizing the significance of their contributions.